Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. Dublin native James Keane is one of the earliest innovators on the button accordion in Irish music. Taking up the box at age six, he learned his craft living and playing among the early heroes of the music in Dublin, as well as in counties Longford and Clare. Along with some of his contemporaries, he played a major part in the folk music revival of the 1960s, co-founding, while still in his early teens, one of Ireland's most heralded ensembles, the Castle Cayley Band, who were the melting pot from which the chieftains would emerge. Now James Keane has released a new disc titled Heir of the Dog, and from that, here is The Humours of Tullycrine.
We'll be right back.
We just heard Jimmy Gilbin's Throat Across from James Keane's new album, Air of the Dog. Dedicated to East Galway master Jack Cohen and featuring Catherine Boyle of Cherish the Ladies on piano, Emin O'Leary on guitar and bouzouki, and Tom English on borain, Air of the Dog is a superior recording that explores Keane's life in the music through his tunes, from those of his early days in the castle all the way through to those of his more recent work with the group Fingal. Keane's playing is outstanding, and he delivers on every track. Listen for yourself to The Woods of Old Limerick from James Keane. The
a lonely stranger on foreign shores, far from the old ones who love me dearly, far from the one place that I call home. I have wandered forbidden cities, made my wish by the wailing wall, through my silver in the Rio Grande, offer my dream of going home. Maybe it's the mountains above the valley, maybe it's the long road that winds on down, maybe it's the sunbeams that kiss the water, maybe it's you that keeps calling me home. I know that someday my heart will take me to the old ground where my loved ones rest, and you put your arms like a coat around me in the one place that I call home.
That was the title track to Kathy Jordan's debut solo release titled All the Way Home. Kathy is a longtime member of the multi-award-winning Irish traditional band Dervish. All the Way Home reintroduces traditional ballads Kathy has performed with family and friends since childhood, songs handed down through generations that Kathy would have heard from her earliest age. Her goal was to preserve the traditional methods with contemporary energy that would find the ground common to all generations. All the Way Home reaches across generations and connects musical genres from traditional to classical to jazz and beyond. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. Firmly grounded as a virtuoso of Norwegian traditional music, but inspired by the music of other cultures, fiddler Annbjørg Lien crosses musical borders as a pioneer for true world music. Kum Loy, which is Thai for paper lanterns, is Lien's eighth solo album and explores a broad spectrum of traditions, ranging from her traditional Norwegian folk to Irish and Asian music, with jazz and rock accents that at times create an Indian feel. We'll hear a song that showcases her Celtic talents. From Annbjørg Lien's new release, Kum Loy, this is Butterfly.
Thank you. daar dans ek green in the May morning. Hier daai my lady playing off par amures. Sent she my alarm so sweet, come you not yet, not yet. Hecht you not me to meet amongst the flures. Ilari, 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 I love my lusty love, Ilari, the skies up spring as the dew dindings, the sweet lark sing as letters of pain. Phoebus up sprantus, joy terrest wantus, lost mine intentus, and gone's the time. Ilari, 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 I love my lusty lip, Ilari, Lu. Danger, my deedus, false fortune, my fittus, languor, my leaders, but hope I despair. Disdain, my desires, so strangeness, my fittus, deceit to top wearers, adieu, I fear. Ilari, 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 I love my lusty lip, Ilari, Lu. My lady swathed that I my presence kite, saying, my band be blithe, am I not yours? Then in my arms stood that I the least to Joancaster, time is more than next is yours. Ilari, 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 I love my least to live, Ilari, Lu. Not that your true love shall you betray. When deceit and languor banished are from your bird, I'll be your paramour and shall you praise. Ilari, 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 I love my lusty lip, Ilari, Lu.
From Chad McAnally and Sean McBurney, we heard Garden So Green, which appears on their album titled Blackbird from the Willow Sings. Chad McAnally and Sean McBurney have pulled off an all-too-rarely accomplished feat with the release of their new album, in that they have successfully blended the new and the traditional. Both musicians have infused exciting lyrical and instrumental takes within a dizzying array of material reflective of Celtic English styles. There are some great concerts happening around the state, including Green Sky Bluegrass at the State Room on March 3rd, guitarist Adrian Legg at the State Room on March 5th, Joe Ely at the Egyptian Theater on March 6th, Tony Furtado does a house concert in Park City on March 8th, Leo Kottke at the Egyptian Theater on March 9th and 10th, The English Beat at the State Room on March 14th, G-Love and Special Sauce at the Depot on March 14th, Yonder Mountain String Band at the Depot on March 15th, The Young Dubliners at the State Room on March 16th, and blues artist Janava Magnus at the Egyptian Theater on March 30th. In Logan, Celtic Night with Leaping Lulu and Inish Fire Dance takes place March 15th and 16th at the Ellen Eccles Theater. The great fiddler Natalie McMaster plays at the Ellen Eccles Theater on March 20th, and guitarist Keith Taylor plays at Crumb Brothers on March 23rd. The Stefanini family has a long tradition in fiddling. Rafe Stefanini's father taught violin in Italy. Rafe's brother Bruno is a renowned violin maker, and now Rafe, who has become one of the pillars of the old-time community in the United States, is performing with his daughter Clelia. In addition to fiddling, both Stefaninis sing and play guitar, and Rafe plays banjo. If you enjoy highly expressive double fiddling, the new recording from Rafe and Clelia Stefanini is a rare treat with two very well-matched fiddlers who know every nuance of each other's style. Their new album is titled Lady on the Green, and here is Blues Stay Away From Me.
Thank you.
just heard Glen Lyon, which appears on a new album that provides a musical tour of the beautiful Scottish Highlands titled Music in the Glen. The release contains ancient airs and dance tunes from Perthshire, the Gateway to the Highlands, up through Cairngorm and Speyside, to Loch Ness and Kintale, over to Skye and other magnificent islands of the Hebrides. The tranquil airs and dance tunes of Music in the Glen will transport you to Scotland. If you would like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk, and you'll find us. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. Fiona J. McKenzie has released her third album, titled Archipelago, which is a collection of songs in Gaelic from islands all across Scotland, from Shetland in the far north to Ailsa Craig in the south. She was brought up in the Scots folk tradition and sings in both the Scots tongue and in Gaelic. She has won various Gaelic awards, including the Mod Gold Medal, and was voted BBC Radio Scotland Personality of the Year at the Scots Trad Music Awards in 2004. From Fiona J. McKenzie, this is St. Kilda.
Is keep us warm. We are. is cold, but the alehouse is pleasant and healthy and warm. Besides, I can tell where I am used well. Such uses in heaven would never do well. I'm a little vagabond. Oh, but if at the church they would give us some ale, low and a pleasant fire our souls to regale, we'd drink and we'd pray all the livelong day. And never one switch from the church to stray. I'm a little vagabond. Then the parson might preach and he'd drink and sing, and we'd all be as happy as birds in the spring. Honest Dame Lurch, who is always at church, she'd not have any children, I'm a little vagabond. Rejoicing to see, oh, we'd all be as happy and healthy as he. No more would he quarrel with the devil or the barrel. No, he'd kiss him and give him both drink and apparel. I'm a little vagabond. Oh, mother, church it is cold, but the alehouse is pleasant and healthy and warm. Besides, I can tell where I am used well. And such uses in heaven would never do well. I'm a little vagabond.
From the St. Paul, Minnesota-based band The Langer's Ball and their foot stompin' Celtic release titled The Devil or the Barrel, that was The Little Vagabond. The band was once a duo, but has now expanded to the current group of seven talented members. The Devil or the Barrel finds The Langer's Ball taking it to the next level, leaving you tapping your feet in fun. This next track will have you tapping. From The Langer's Ball, this is Johnny, Your Roving Blade.
Two, three, go!
Johnny's a boy that likes his fun. Johnny, you're old and blade.
This next album was the very first album released by the Green Tracks label in 1986, and having just celebrated their 25th anniversary, the label decided to re-release this excellent and very special album for the first time on CD. The album is from Ian Hardy, an outstanding fiddle player and multi-instrumentalist who played in many fine folk groups which sprang out of the very vibrant session scene of Sandy Bell's Bar in Edinburgh. The first tune we'll hear from Ian Hardy is The Damside Beaumont Water. Thank you. We just heard The Junction's Pool from Ian Hardy off his album titled A Breath of Fresh Airs. In addition to being a talented fiddler, Ian is also a prolific composer, and all the tunes on his two solo albums, plus others included on the various group albums, are his own compositions. When living in the borders of Scotland, Ian named many of his tunes after places and people there, and when he moved to the Scottish Highlands, many of his tunes took on names specific to that area. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank technical producer Shalane Smith Needham for making this program sound wonderful. When the founders of the Green Tracks music label, June and Ian Green, celebrated their Ruby wedding anniversary, Ian Hardy generously composed a tune to commemorate the occasion titled The Green Ruby Waltz. Later, Ian was invited to play session fiddle on Isla St. Clair's Green Tracks album, Scenes of Scotland, and Ian's waltz fit nicely into the Glen Isla track. That combination has been included on this re-release as a bonus track, and here is Glen Isla Green Ruby Waltz from Ian Hardy. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk.
Glen Isla, then we'll walk down. the banks of the beautiful Isle.
This is Utah Public Radio.